Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning.
Good morning, Alice, and to all our listeners.
So, starting with Blackstone President Jonathan Gray, who's talking about a restoration of confidence in US financial assets.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially after the trade wars that threatened to tip the US into a recession just months ago.
Right, and he points to Trump's recent trade deals with Britain, Japan, and Indonesia.
And the tax cuts that have removed investor uncertainty.
Exactly, and he's also mentioning excitement around opportunities in AI and digital infrastructure spending.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, that's a big shift in sentiment.
Indeed, Gray even called out the resolution of the 899 matter as a positive factor.
Right, Trump dropping that revenge tax on international investors.
Exactly, and that had been a big concern on Wall Street.
So, what does this mean for the capital markets recovery?
Gray expects a broad recovery later this year, with IPOs and takeover activity accelerating in the autumn.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, he's feeling pretty positive about post-Labor Day, citing equity and debt market recoveries.
And Blackstone itself is preparing to take some of its large portfolio companies public.
Yes, and their lending operations have seen a 50% surge in demand.
Wow, that's impressive. And their second quarter earnings were better than expected.
Distributable earnings were $1.6 billion, a 25% increase.
And that was driven by incentive fees from their evergreen funds.
Exactly, those funds span private equity, property, infrastructure, and private loans.
And they earned fees once they hit that 5% hurdle rate.
Right, making them lucrative products.
And their quarterly fee-based performance, revenue more than doubled to $472 million.
Now managing $280 billion in evergreen assets.
That's a lot, and those fees make up 30% of their quarterly cash flows.
So even when their core business isn't performing well, they can still expect consistent profits.
Right, and in the second quarter, their flagship funds for institutional investors made just $326 million in net performance fees.
That's a 60% drop from 2020 and 2021 when markets were buoyant.
So it's clear that the evergreen funds are becoming a more significant part of their business model.
Indeed, and it's interesting to see how Blackstone is adapting to market conditions.
That's right, and it's all thanks to the restoration of confidence in US assets.
Well, that's all we have for today, Lewis.
Thanks, Alice, and we'll be back with more business news tomorrow.